Manu Patra alerts dated the 21st of May 2019. Supreme Court has dismissed appeal seeking 100% matching of voter verifiable paper audit trail, VVPAT, slips with electronic voting machines, EVMs, during counting of votes on the 23rd of May for Lok Sabha polls. Supreme Court has stayed the Delhi High Court order which had held that the 2016 black money law cannot be allowed to operate with retrospective effect from July 2015 to book and probe offenders. Supreme Court has refused to set up special bench to hear former Kolkata Police Commissioner Rajiv Kumar's plea seeking extension of the 7-day period granted to him to approach a competent court after his protection from arrest was vacated in connection with the Sarada Chit Fund scam. Supreme Court has observed that an accused cannot be indefinitely kept in jail for his inability to produce registered surety for reasons beyond his control. Chhattisgarh High Court has held that Bharti Airtel Limited is liable to pay property tax in respect of or otherwise relating to underground cable laid for the purpose of providing telephone services or other telecommunication facilities. ITAT Delhi has ruled that the cash loan received from the parents and brother of the assessee for the purchase of the house for the whole family cannot be penalized under Section 271D of the Income Tax Act. Gujarat High Court has stayed the impugned demand where the petitioners challenged the vias of IGST-related notification in an interim order passed by the High Court. Delhi High Court has issued notice to the centre and the Delhi government on the issue of blocked credits under the Goods and Services Tax, GST, regime. Such a mechanism is affecting hotels and malls. Supreme Court has observed that right to appeal before the Foreigners Tribunal against non-inclusion in National Register of Citizens is available only in those cases where the tribunal has not already decided the issue as to whether the person is an Indian national or a foreigner. Orissa High Court has allowed input tax credit to a shopping mall construction company, thereby resolving an important issue of blocked credit under the Goods and Services Tax regime for real estate companies constructing commercial spaces for the purpose of letting it on rent or lease. Himachal Pradesh High Court has quashed a sexual assault case filed against actor Jitendra on the Women Folks Police blueprint in Shimla last year on his cousin's complaint. Delhi High Court has observed that maintenance awarded to an estranged wife is for her survival and should not be seen as a bounty, and it is to be given from the date of her application. Punjab and Haryana High Court has questioned Punjab and Haryana governments on free or subsidized power on agricultural pump sets to rich farmers during the hearing of two petitions filed in public interest on the issue. Delhi High Court has sought JNU's response on a plea by several women students seeking early hearing on a contempt petition filed against the varsity and a professor who is accused in a sexual harassment case. Delhi High Court has observed that no traffic assessment was done nor was process followed by the Unified Traffic and Transportation Infrastructure, Planning and Engineering, Centre, UTTIPEC. And clearing the East Kedvai Nagar project. Allahabad High Court has observed that a government servant is not entitled to full pension death cum retirement gratuity or no during pending disciplinary judicial proceedings against the government servant. ITAT Bangalore has observed that the benefit of the capital gain exemption cannot be denied to a taxpayer on the ground that the income tax return is not filed declaring such income. National Green Tribunal has sought an action taken report from the Delhi Development Authority regarding rejuvenation of the Nila Hose Lake in South Delhi.